Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Now, let's move on to NFL because it's been a very interesting fortnight where there's been a lot of outsiders. There's been a lot of changes in the top of the order in terms of who's favourite for the Super Bowl, who's favourite for the MVP. At the moment now, Tampa Bay have gone into $7 favourites to win the Super Bowl. Kansas City, they were long gone a month ago and now they're into second pick at $8. The Rams, $9.50. Arizona, $9.50. Buffalo, $10. It's been a changing leaderboard up the top. Jared, what did you make of the week just gone?
Well, Tristan, it's like spinning the chocolate wheel every week now coming up with the odds for the Super Bowl, isn't it? I mean, you know, a week ago, all of a sudden, the Bills were at the top of the market and everybody's expecting that they go into last weekend and come up with a win. Well, they absolutely get dusted up by the Colts. And the Colts started the week at minus 10.5-point underdogs to then come out and win as they did. And absolutely whacked the Bills, and the Bills were certainly very disappointing. And the Colts, you know, they've been a little bit hot and cold, but to find some of that attacking form that they did, all of a sudden the Buccaneers get back on the right track. They win. Now they're top of the market. Well, that means that you probably want to lay them at some stage over the next couple of weeks. And it's just been a big week, hasn't it? I mean, there's news everywhere. All of a sudden there's leaks this week about Bears coach Matt Nagy, who's been under the microscope for so long. News that he supposedly will be sacked at some stage over the next week and then denials. But all of a sudden, a meeting that he was supposed to have had with key management and the owner was cancelled. Then team meetings were cancelled. I mean, it certainly looks to be blood in the water there. And then over at the New York Giants, they sacked their offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett, who comes from a pedigree of being previously the Cowboys head coach. And there's been a lot of internal drama at the Giants over his original appointment and the fact that he had a very close relationship to the ownership of that franchise. Well, all of a sudden, the head coach has got his way. I mean, they have just been absolutely atrocious. They would not know how to score a touchdown at the moment. So there's lots happening. And then we go into the big Thanksgiving week. So Jimmy and his family are over there feeding their face this week. All of a sudden, in the Thursday Thanksgiving, we've got three big games, which thankfully is on here on a Friday. I mean, an absolute fill-up for you tomorrow with football everywhere, Tristan. You've got the Bears and the Lions starting at somewhere around 3 a.m. in the morning. I mean, can the Lions finally win a game? They get their chance, don't they? Then we've got the Hazard's Raiders up against the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, the Raiders have been very disappointing, 5-5. The Cowboys very warm favourites, but coming off a couple of losses, I mean, it looks like a get-right situation, but very warm favourites. And then we get the Bills and the Saints to finish the day. I mean, everybody's going to be kicking back on Thanksgiving. Big feed at lunchtime, three games of football into the evening. Then they have a couple of days off and we get the full slate on Sunday. I guess the other key points out of the weekend, the Chiefs won again, but what I did like there, Tristan, was that their defence was very strong and it wasn't just a reliance on Patrick Mahomes throwing the football. The Titans, wow, we didn't see that loss coming. They were 11-point favourites against the hapless Houston Texans. And the Texans led bang, bang, bang with three touchdowns very early and went away as clear winners. That's the upset of the season. And what about the Seahawks? We touched on them last week. I mean, that pressure is building on Pete Carroll. He's had an amazing career, but at 70, 71, maybe this might be the swan song. And his post-match press conference and then the next day press conference, the man just looked bewildered. He didn't really have any answers for the media. So there's a lot happening. The seedings changed a little bit, but like I said before, I mean, I think you can spin that wheel next week. I still think my long-term pick around the Green Bay Packers, I'm sure that Rodgers gets better in the weeks to come. They were our bet last week. We got beat on the last play of the game, but that's just the way the NFL can roll at the moment. So looking for a best bet this weekend. I thought there are a couple that I did like. Away from tomorrow's feast, I thought Washington, they just keep improving at the moment. They started the week 2.5 underdogs. Now they're 1 point favourites. I think that gets back to -2.5, if not 3 by game time. They play that hapless Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are on the road. I just think Washington are way too strong there, and I thought -1 was very, very generous. And then the other game, Jimmy went to that big game last weekend, the Steelers and the Chargers. I mean, it was just like a touchdown and points feast, wasn't it? 80 points. Well, I don't think there's much defence in that, and I don't like Pittsburgh at the moment. I think their form's very ordinary. They go to Cincinnati. They play the Bengals. I think the Bengals -3.5. I think they absolutely lap this and cover that very comfortably. So let's go for those as the two bets of the week. Washington -1, Cincinnati -3.5. We'll have bets on those and try and pick up some coin, and maybe we can donate some of that to Jimmy's mobile bill when he gets back.
I think that sounds like a great plan. I'm a little bit worried about the messages we might be receiving at about lunchtime our time after three big games of NFL, where my Detroit, as you say, go in as underdogs, but their closest chance of winning, or their best chance of winning, against Chicago, where they're 226. But I think the game everyone will have their eyes on, Hads, and you might be able to give us a bit of a rundown, is the Vegas Raiders. I think their season has probably put the last 2 weeks of Australian cricket to shame in terms of media exposure and storylines and all this sort of stuff. So it's been a tough old season for them, but they've still been putting up a pretty good record. So what's drawn you to the Raiders? Where does that come from?
Mate, I tell you, they've been awful coming off the bye. They're 5-5. But to me, it's the Jimmy Smith factor. I think Jimmy Smith can slow anything down. So I'm going to back the Raiders. I think with him over there, he can play a huge presence on holding the Cowboys back. So, yeah, big Thanksgiving games. There's been times that Cowboys haven't come up, eaten too much turkey. So, mate, I think the Raiders can get it done with the Jimmy Smith factor over there, slowing the Cowboys down.
I think with the way the NFL season has been playing out the last few weeks, I think that is as good as any form line you can draw. So I reckon that might be the play. So, we got a big, this is one of the biggest weekends of the year NFL-wise. And as Jared touched on, we've got two key games there to play. We've got the Cincinnati -3.5 and Washington -1 flat. As you touched on, there's been a big move already there. Seattle look in a lot of trouble, and they might be looking towards next season.
Well, lastly, the two big games that round out Sunday that are going to take a lot of focus. We've got the Bucks on the road to play the Colts. So the Colts come out of that big win last weekend. The Bucks got themselves back on the road. That's a great matchup. We've got the Buccaneers at -3 favourites. I don't know. The Colts at home have got a very good record there. That's a great game. And around the same time, we've also got the Titans bouncing off that surprise loss, going to New England to play the Patriots, who right now are on a bit of a roll, and they get their chance at home. And -6.5 favourites. I thought that's a very warm position, but that coach, good old Bill Belichick, he's just an absolute master, isn't he? He's turning that young rookie kid who was fifth out of the draft into a player week after week, and they're just on a lovely roll at the moment, the Pats.
Yeah, well, just an interesting market to touch on as you refer to both those games. I was just having a look at the AFC South market, where the Titans are 105, very warm favourites, but this weekend's very pivotal there. The Colts are $8.25, so if the Colts could cause an upset against Tampa and maybe New England roll through that, it will be a very different looking market, that one, in a week's time. So Tennessee have been overachieving all year. I think they've got a lot about them, but we saw what happened there last week, that maybe their sort of form line's coming back to the mean a little bit, and if that continues this week, that 8.25 certainly won't be there next week.
Well, the Pats have got a tough draw to run home toward the finals, but the thing is that they're in winning form. They've all of a sudden bounced up to be #3 seed in the AFC. If they can maintain that position or even improve, can you imagine the public going into a semi-final series with all of a sudden the Pats at a decent seeding, and they'll be jumping out of trees.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.